Broccoli also, in terms of nutrients, broccoli contains a full cadre of nutrients, including chromium, vitamin K, folate. All of the B's, or at least most of the B's, some not as high with the amino acids and lipids, but there are some within the contents of broccoli. And also calcium and magnesium. Many of us have grown up thinking, I know I have been one, thinking that it was calcium that helped with strong bones, but it's been more and more in, based on research, been more and more in the forefront that it is actually the magnesium that helps with this. When eating or selecting, let's say this first, when selecting your broccoli, make sure that the florets or the flowers, the buds on the broccoli are tight and compact rather than loose. Have you seen some that have been very loose? Try to avoid those. And try to make sure that they are uniform in color. Green would be the most obvious, but there's broccoli that comes in like a bluish cast or purple cast, and those tend to be higher in beta carotene than the basic green. Make sure that your broccoli has a nice, fresh, and clean smell. It might even smell like cabbage, and that would be fine. I don't know about you, but for me, the new variety, new meaning not traditional, it's been in the markets for some time now, but I had my first encounter with broccolini about a year ago. And broccolini, I understand, is a crossbreed between our conventional broccoli and Chinese broccoli. And it's very thin. If you've not seen it, look for it. Very thin and quite tasty. It's supposed to be milder in taste than regular broccoli, but that's not what I've found. I've found the regular broccoli to be a lot milder. So why don't you just let me know what you think? If you have already eaten the broccolini, or if you decide to try it.